Kotin, V'yesah Lulav, V'yesah Veterulav, Shus Rabin. Beishamai doesn't know from Mitoich. Beishamai holds that even though Hoytzor is Mutter on Yomtiv, it's only Mutter Mamash Eichel Nefesh. You only let it carry on Yomtiv Eichel Nefesh food. If you want to carry your food home through the Shus Rabin, that's Mutter to carry on Yomtiv. But to carry a Kotin, a kid, or a lulav, or a sefer Torah, which is not called Eichel Nefesh, he holds it's Osir. He doesn't know from the Svar of Mitoich. Mashenkin of Beisilu Matirin. Beisilu was matter to carry anything, because we hold Mitoich. As far as Mitoich, Shehutru Hoitzor, Litzorich Eichel Nefesh, since you're allowed to carry out food on Yomtiv, Litzorich Eichel Nefesh, is Hutru Namadishkel Litzorich Eichel Nefesh. You're allowed to carry out anything, even though it's not the Litzorich Eichel Nefesh. Providing there's some tzarech hayoyim, and that's what we hold. We carry sidurim on yontif, we carry our handkerchief on yontif, we carry things on yontif, but there's some tzarech hayoyim, it's mutter. You see, machlekes beshami is machmir on yontif, and beshilu is mekel. Drashi, ain't my tzid, hoitso shaloy le tzarech, it's not the tzarech leichel nefesh, it's la ishtri, lechatchila be yontif, tfei me beshabbos. According to beshamai, it's not any more mutter on yontif than Shabbos. Elo eichel nefesh, only eichel nefesh food is the only thing you're allowed to carry out on Yom Tov according to Beis Shammai. V'hachta mashil beitzilu, and after the Mishnah mashil said you're allowed to be matriach yourself on Paris, that goes according to beitzilu. For the Gemara, name, ein b'dishama de le Beis Shammai. When do we say Beis Shammai is machmir on Yom Tov not to carry things out? That's hoitzor. That's mamish carrying out a kid or carrying out a lulav on Yom Tov. He holds this osur. Since it's not called eichel nefesh, they weren't mat to you. Of the tilta mishamatlu. What are we answering before? The Mishnah says that you let us throw down the Paris your roof into the house. There's no issa deraisa there. It's only a shell of tiltul. So mehechet teisi vashama we machma there. The shama is only machma not to carry things out. That's nissi deraisa. Of it's time to do a tiltul, it's time to lower Paris through the roof. Maybe that Mishnah even goes according to Beshamai? So how do you know that Mishnah only goes according to Beisilu? And the Gemara, this is the assert, the Rabbi learns Pshat all mooks of this Gemara, and the Gemara of a tilto gufa. That's that the Rabbanan asked it on Shabbos or Yom Tov, not to be metaltal, not to touch kelim, when you don't have to, lav mishum hoitzohi. Isn't the reason why the Rabbanan said don't touch kelim, when you don't have to, is because there's a gzer, you come to carry it outside. So this is the Raivitz Raya, this is the whole Yisrael of Muksa. The reason why the Rabbanan said certain Kalim don't touch on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, because Ota Tuto Lav Mishum Haitzohi, we're afraid if you start to carry Kalim even in your house, maybe you'll walk out with them by mistake. So that's why the Asad don't carry any Kalim even in your house. Now Vashteitzef, the Kalim that I'm left to Leheter, that you need, you have to use on Shabbos, that's like Xeru too strong, so I've born in after those kelim. So now your fork, your spoon, your chairs, things that your mamish need, the Serach Shabbos, that's what master you to touch. But things you don't need, like Klisham Latal Hetli Isser, a hammer is not so wichtig, it's not so important to use on Shabbos. So Rabbanan said, don't touch it on Shabbos. Why? Because we're afraid maybe you come to carry it outside. Just a Serach Gufa, Serach Mekayma, the Rabbanan will make it. So that's not Gemara. About the Issa Muksa is Exeira Mishum Hoitzor. So just like Beishamai is Machmir, you can't carry it on Yom Tov if it's not a Eichel Nefesh. Who would then you can't do a Tutul if it's not Mamash and Eichel Nefesh? Drashi Tutul Mishamat Lu, to Mishavi Yom Tov Shabbos, at Yom Tov Shavi Yisham of Shabbos, Tutul Lav Litzorich Hoitzor, Bitzmiya. Hilkach, in Mizalzlas Petutul, if you come to be Mizalzl and touch different Kalim, or here, throw the Paris off your roof into your house, Mizazelis Poitzor. We're going to, maybe you come to be Mizalzu with Hoitzor also. Say the climate, according to Beis Shammai, there'll be also to throw the Paris off from your roof into your house. So it's more of Vyav Rav, Savalo, Lhodarova. Rav also paskins like Rova, Sadrashi Diyamar, Tzarech Mekoymai, Ketzarech Gufay. That we said before. That was Rava's Chiddush over Abayim. That Rava says whenever you have a Hetel Tzarech Gufay to move a Kli for the purpose of using the Kli itself, who are then for the purpose of the Mokum? Like we said, if you have a hammer on the chair and you want to sit down on the chair now, Pshiti, you're allowed to move the hammer away in order to use the Mokum where the hammer is. That's called Tzarech Mekoymai. That Rava says whenever Tzarech Gufay to use the hammer to crack open nuts is mutter, Avad, you're allowed to move the hammer, the Tzarech Mekoymai. It's the same thing. The Gemara says Rav also holds from this svara. The Yomar Rav, Mar Shelo Yiknoif Zel Tiltu Shtol Tzarech. A Mar is like a hammer. If you want to move it, that shouldn't be stolen. If you have your hammer outside, you want to in your yard, and you want to carry it inside out, even though you have an Erev Chatzeros, still it's Osir. Zel Tiltu Shtol Tzarech V'Yosir. That's called a Tiltu Muksa. Since it's a Kli Shom Lachtel Yisra hammer, you're not allowed to touch it. only tzorech gufo tzorech mekoymer, but sam letzorech, it shouldn't be stolen, that's also to touch it on Shabbos. Is taima, it's a diyuk. Why is it also to move the hammer from outside to inside? Shelo yigmei. You're only moving because you don't want it to be stolen. Av letzorech gufoy, or letzorech mekoymer mutter. But mashma, if you have the hammer on the chair, and you want to sit down on the chair now, that's called tzorech mekoymer, mashma, that's mutter. His Rav says the only time it's also to move a hammer is only for the purpose of you don't want it to be stolen. It's outside, you want to move it around. That's like we had before, mechamel itzel. If you have it in the sun and you're afraid the sun is going to ruin it, a kli that's malachtel yisr, it's also to touch it. Only a kli shomachtel heter, a pillow or a spoon or a fork, those things you want to move that shouldn't get stolen or it shouldn't be in the sun, that's mutter. But a kli shomachtel yisr is like also to move it for that purpose. Of a mashmut, sarf mekayme, it's mutter, so Rav also holds like Rava. But the Gemara ain't not like this. For Rav Kana ikloy leve Rav. Rav Kana went to visit Rav. The Omar, and they said, I see le shusa lekana. Rav told us to meet them, bring out a shusa lekana. Trash a shusa mizimitsuda. Told them, bring out the nets that we capture behemoths with, bring out the nets. Leisavulay, that we want Rav Kana to be able to sit down on it. He didn't have a chair to give him, he used to sit on the floor then. He said, like, bring out the nets, so our kopon will sit on the nets. So the Chorus of Diyak now, Lav Lameimra, Didova Shomlachtel Yisr. Now these nets on Shabbos is a Kli Shomlachtel Yisr. What do you use nets for? To capture animals. That's also a say that's also do on Shabbos. So he said, you're allowed to move the nets. Why? Letzara Gufoy. Because he wanted Rav Kana to sit on top of the nets. So it's a Diyak. Letzara Gufoyim, Letzara Mekayim Alayt. Mashmi only said it's mutter to move it because Rav Kana wanted to sit on it. But if it wouldn't want to sit on it, just as faket, it's on the floor now. We want the floor to be clean. We want to sit on the floor. We want to move away the net so you can sit in this mukum. Mashmi b'lai b'aser. That's called tzarech mekayim b'aser. And the Gemara name. Omalahu, the mice was like this. Shekulu shusa mak mekana. Rav said faket. Rav Kana wanted to sit down on the floor. And we had nets there. So Rav said, take away the nets so Rav Kana could use that mukum. That's called the tzarech mekayim. You're not moving the net because you want to use the net itself. You just want to use the mukum, the floor where the net is. So Rav said, "Claw, that's also mutter. You're allowed to move the nets on Shabbos if you want to use the mukum where the nets are." The boy is hosa mecham l'tzil heavy. The idea of the mice was the nets were stand outside in the sun. So if you want to move the nets out of the sun into the shade, that's tak osur. The only heter to move it is when you have to use the guf hanet, or else when you want to use the mukum of the net. Morav Mori Baruchel, Hevi Leyahu Bei Sedusa. He had a Bei Sedusa, Rashi, Korim Shel Lovud, Shekar Fitl. He had like a blanket. A blanket made out of flax. That's a Klisha Matl Heter. He had a blanket. Bishimusha, that was in the sun. Is Osla Kaimi the Rovah, so came in front of Rovah. Omole Malo Tetelinu. Am I allowed to move my blanket out of the sun? Can I move the blanket on Shabbos? Omalei Shuri. He said, yes, it's mutter. Abshita, it's a klisha mlachtel heter. So you're allowed to move it. Afilo mecham aletzel, you can move it. So he answered him back with Mori Baruchel. Isli achrina. You should know I have another blanket, but I don't have to use this one. So Rav answered back, you should know, chosli orchin. Good, you don't need it right now, but maybe you'll have guests, and they'll have to use it. So he answered him back, Isli namli orchim. No, I have plenty of mouth on the blankets. So Omalei, so Rav answered him back, Golas Adait Chaisi from you, Mori Baruchem, the Karabba Srulach. That you want to hold like Rabba? That you want to hold that what, that even though it's a Klisha Makta, Leheter of the Tzarech Mecham Letzelet Sasser? That's the way you want to hold. So Mazar Rabba told him, Lekula Yalma, according to everybody, Shuri, it's Mutta to use it. Of the Lidach Sasser. But you that want to be Machmed, you want to be Machmed, be Machmed, don't touch it. But Avada the locker is, since it's a Klisha Makta Leheter, Stama blanket is Mutta to touch on Shabbos, they could even move it, mechamu itzel. Shrashi, Rabba the time of the Yoma Dovah Shomachtel Heter, af mechamu itzel mutter. Even a lot of move it just for the purpose of saving from the sun. It's the answer to the back marv aroch, lisli achrini, min ain't it serla gufa, I don't have to use the gufa of the blanket. I'm not going to use it. So, he answered back, the karavah sriloch, the Yoma mechamu itzel osar, for halocha karavah. He said, I'm telling you, the locher is that really it's mutter. The Yoma Dovah Shomachtel Heter, shorwe legamri. This is the diik from Rashi, the Kur, not like the Ran. There Rashi says, we hold like Rava the Yomar, Dova Shomalachta Leheter. We have a Kli, that the Ika Molochra is Het, like a pillow, like a blanket, is Sharwi Legamri. Any purpose in the world, you want to move it, it's mutter. Not like the Ran. We spoke out yesterday, the Ran says that even a keli, shamatl heter, it's only mutter to metal if you have a purpose. Like the case is, mechamel tel, or shlo yignoy. If you have your pillow outside, you don't want it to be stolen, you let it carry it inside, al tista muksam. Or you can move it mechamel tel. But the Ran holds, if there's no purpose at all in moving the chair, or no purpose at all in moving the pillow, it's not also to move it. But that's the deal, because only mashmas mutter mecham letzel. Meif and Rashi could be mashmas not like that. Rashi says, "Dovah shalat lehet the shorri legamri." Mashmas no tzad isra at all. We spoke out yesterday, even though the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings down the chum of the Ran. That's mashmas if you have no reason at all, you shouldn't move any kelim on Shabbos. We spoke out. The Aruch HaShulchan says, "Don't come out and again the ma'aser too much," because usually, what purpose are you moving chairs on Shabbos? I feel like you don't need it either, because you're nervous. Or else, because you're enjoying moving chairs right now. That's also called the Tzarech of Yom Tiv. If you're nervous, that's going to calm down your nerves, moving around chairs. So that should be mutter on your Shabbos, because that's your purpose now, to calm yourself down. Or sometimes you want to play with things. You have cups in front of you. Sometimes you want to throw up cups to play with on Yom Tiv, on Shabbos. So even though there's no real purpose, if you're enjoying it right now, the purpose is you're enjoying it, so that'll be mutter. So it's not so negaya. But the Indian is that for no purpose at all, you shouldn't move around Kalim on Shabbos. He only gave a heter if there's a purpose. But a kli shamlachtel heter, for any purpose that you need, it's mutter. A kli shamlachtel yisr, it's only mutter if you want to use the guf hakli, like to crack open nuts, or else mekaymai. But for other purposes that shouldn't get ruined, or shouldn't get stolen, that's my bottom warm out to you. Bad Rashi. The dover shamlachtel yisr, you should know, the serva gufa mekaymai mutter, or mechamal etzel, but shalayigne vosem. But to move a hammer just from outside that shouldn't get stolen, that's no heter to move it on Shabbos. So Rav answered him back, you want to be machmir gesundei, but that's not halacha. Right. Omar Reb Abba, Omar Reb Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav, mechabdois shomilis. If you have mechabdois, means like a broom, made out of cloth. Trashi mechabdois, the shtudel shemechabdim bemes hashulchan. You have a small type of a broom that you clean off, clean off the table with it. Is shamilis trashi begodim? It's made out of clothing. Lechabit shulcha shemlach leheter. So it's meant to clean off the table, which that's mutter to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to clean your table on Shabbos. So this cloth now is a kli shemlach leheter. Is mutter l'tatlo on Shabbos? You're allowed to be matatlo on Shabbos. Avol shel tomorrow, but let's say it's made like a broom. Trashi shel tomorrow, kain shalonu lechabit esabayis. You have a broom. Tomorrow means like a deck that comes from a palm tree, made out of palms, like. And it's like a broom. And it wasn't meant for to clean the floor. The osir has medina the gemara. You're not allowed to clean your floor with a broom on Shabbos. Why not? Mishamash v'gumas. Because medina the gemara, they didn't have like us. We have all floors with carpet or flooring. They had the dirt. So maybe you start sweeping on the dirt, we're afraid there'll be a hole there. And when you're sweeping it, you'll fill up the hole. That'll be an isser. So medina the gemara is also to sweep the floor on Shabbos. So maybe the moedim of shirim of segregation v'yomas. Since it's a psik ratio, if you have dirty floor, a dirt floor, when you start sweeping it, you'll clean, fill up the holes. So since also to use it on Shabbos, a blazak of klishol machtel yisur. So he said, "Vish avul shel tomorrow loy." But if you have a broom made out of broom, it's also to touch on Shabbos. The zman is there, it's mutter. Because about all the floors people have, it's not dirt floors anymore. Either you have a rug or you have a floor like this, and there's no holes anymore. So remember, you're allowed to use a broom, providing the broom is not brittle, that when you use it, it'll start coming apart. A normal broom that won't fall apart, you're allowed to use on Shabbos. But didn't the Gemara, though, it's awesome. So Rabbi Lezer Weiner, af shel tomorrow. Blazer said, no, even shel tomorrow, also you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Even though it's a kli shom lachtel yisr, you're not allowed to use a broom in the Gemara's time, still he held this mutter to touch it on Shabbos. So the Mavamaya screen, what are we talking about? For what purpose do you want to move the broom on Shabbos? You want to use the broom now, not to sweep the floor, but you want to use the broom to sweep the table, or to sweep your chairs with. So you're also tzarech mekaymai. If you have your broom on top of the table, and you want to sit down to have a suda now, so you want to use the makom on the table, you want to move the broom. In such a case, would Rav hold this also? For Rav, Karovas Rulei, we just got finished saying, Rav holds like Rava. That holds, even though it's a klisha machtel yisr, the ikatashmash of a broom is to sweep the floor. That's also to do on Shabbos on a dirt floor. Over here, let's say, Gufa, it's mutter. So why does Rav say it's also? Elo mecham letzel. They're talking about moving a mecham letzel. You have your broom out in the sun, and you're afraid the sun is going to ruin it, so you want to move it. For the Gemara, behold, lemer Rav Lezer, afshal tomorrow, abuzayis akash and Rav Lezer. Since there's a klishom matal yisr, how could Rav Lezer be matal to move a mecham letzel? Nobody's matal to move a klishom matal yisr mecham letzel. Now the Gemara liyoyla mecham letzel, enechlam, we're talking about moving this broom stam from the sun to save it. Take it from the sun to the shade. Ema v'chein amri ablozer et osir, enechnami. Nobody says it's mutter, everybody's masking it's osir. A kli shom laftal yisir is osir to move mecham letzel, just from saving it, that the kli itself shouldn't get ruined, that's osir. The Rabbanu are only matthew to move it on Shabbos, l'tzorich odim, if the person needs this kli. Either, like we're saying, to crack open us, use the tzorich gufay, or we also tzorich mekoymay. The person wants to sit on the chair, and the broom is there, you're allowed to move the broom, because the person wants to use it. But time to save the kli for the purpose of the kli itself, that's where I bought a word matter on Shabbos. So the Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim ha-nitolim ha-Shabbos. Any kli that you're allowed to touch on Shabbos, like a box, it's any kli that's not muksar, or a chair, is shivreyim nitolim moyim. If the chair breaks on Shabbos, you're allowed to touch the broken pieces on Shabbos also. It has to have some use. The broken pieces now, you could use for something. That means shivri areva. If you had first an areva, that's the thing you knead with, the kneading board. It's an areva. You put the dough inside it. Now when this kneading board breaks, the broken pieces you could use for any purpose. Even that's the chiddush. Even though it's not blamed to the original purpose, it's not something you can eat with now. It's just you could use it for any purpose you want, even to use it for a cover of a barrel, so it's still called a kli, you could touch it on Shabbos. Shiv reis chuchas, if you had a glass, and it broke down Shabbos, is a chasas bemes pi apach. If you could use the broken glasses to cover a bottle, so it's also still called a kli, and it's mutter to touch on Shabbos. So they want to say, bizman is their taka, that a broken glass that breaks, we don't use it at all, the shivarim, we just throw away, it's dangerous to use, havad the blabs muksa. Some a glass breaks today or a cup breaks today, there wouldn't be any hetter to touch the pieces. The only hetter there is b'mokum sakonim. If it breaks in the mokum sakonim where people could hurt themselves, then as the shum sakonim, you have to take it away. But if it will break in a place and nobody's going to go there, and some you want to pick up the kalim, that type of light is muksa. It's only muta to touch shiva kalim if the broken pieces could be used at least to cover something with. It's piyapach. Now, if Yehuda says a bigger chiddush, a bigger chumrah, if Yehuda Weimel bavad shei oisin main malachta, no. If a kli breaks, the broken pieces have to have some use, just like the original kli was used. That means shivri areva. If you had the first kli that you needed with, you made the dough in. Losek lepecha and makfa. It has to be a broken part of that has a base kibbum, and you can put now makfa like a cholent, like a thick type of soup that you could put in there, something thick you could put in there, so it's daima to kneading, just like when you put the dough, it like this kli was makabal the dough, and a broken half now, so half of it also has to be used to store something in it. But if you can't store anything, it lives mux according to Yehuda. Who are then the shells chuchis? If you have a big jar, and now it broke, losek lepecha shemen. You have to have at least half of the jar. If you want to touch the half of the jar, it has to be at least right to put shemen in it. That's the view of the shita. Hey, so if a glass breaks on Shabbos, and now these broken pieces cannot be used at all to be mekabel, it lies like noilet. It's considered something new happened on Shabbos, and it's also to move according to the Yehuda. But Allah, we hold that that's like the Tanakhama. As long as the broken pieces...
In any case, like Tosis in Beta says.
Right.
Tosis
in
Beta says that
Shabbat Kalim
are considered...
No, it doesn't say. Right, it doesn't say. Machlokes, where's this Machlokes in the Mishnah? Shenishbru me'er Shabbos. Machlokes says if the kli, the chair, or the glass broke Erev Shabbos. The Ma'at Sobar, the Tanakama, Mi'ein Malachtanin, Mi'ein Malach Acheres Loi. This is Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's Machman says that if you want to use the broken glass on Shabbos, it has to be used to mekabel something. If it can't be mekabel, you can't use it for the first purpose, it's neilut, it's also. Well, Ma'at Sobar, no, Afilu Mi'ein Malach Acheres. No, even though now the broken glass can't be used to be mekabel to receive some liquid, you can only use it to cover a bottle, that's also still called a kli. Avo nishbru b'Shabbos, but let's say the kli broke on Shabbos itself. then divrei hakol mutar. That's what the first one. That's what Yehuda wants to say. Everybody holds that it's mutar to touch it on Shabbos. Why? Hoyelu mechonon agav yavim. The bound of the beginning of Shabbos. This kli had a shame kli. It was a big jar. It was a big chair. It had a shame kli. It's mutar. See, even though later on in Shabbos it breaks, and now the pieces are not usable at all. But since at the beginning of Shabbos it had a shame kli, it never loses the shame kli. That's what Yehuda wanted to say. If at the beginning of Shabbos it was a kli, it's always mutter. When do we say it has to have some purpose to use it? Only if it broke on Friday. So the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't a kli. Just if it could be used for some purpose, it still retains the shem kli. Rashi, oil mechonim agav yavin, kisha kiddush hayom. The beginning of Shabbos had a shem kli, it's still mutter. So the Gemara name, Moisev Rav Zutroi. The seller lochir by Beitz by Yom Tiv, masikin v'kelim. On Yom Tiv, you want to make a fire in order to bake with. So you're not allowed to first strike a match on Yom Tiv. But if you have fire burning already, you're allowed to put wood into the fire to make it burn more. So masikin v'kelim, you're allowed to take a wooden share and put it into the fire on Yom Tiv. Other v'yein masikin v'shiv v'kelim. If you have a broken share, broken wood, that you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tiv. Now the Nishbru Amos, when did this chair, this wooden chair, break? Ilayim adish the Nishbru Erev Yom Tiv. If it broke on Erev Yom Tiv, so why can't you burn it now on Yom Tiv? Eitzim b'yamaninu. Since this wooden chair broke on Friday or Erev Yom Tiv, so what is the wooden chair Amos for now to burn with? So avad on Yom Tiv, you're allowed to use it. Why can't you use it on Yom Tiv? Yom Tiv, you're allowed to burn wood on Yom Tiv. Elolav b'Yom Tiv. You have to say it burnt wood on. It broke on Yom Tiv. The chair broke. And still we say, Katoni, Masikim Bekelim, V'yein Masikim Meshiv Bekelim. So you see, if a kli breaks on Yom Tiv, we say it's Muksa, and you're not allowed to use the broken pieces on Yom Tiv. So it's not like a Yehuda. You see, as far as I can, if it breaks on Friday, it's Mutter. But if it breaks on Yom Tiv itself, then it's as far as Nevet. So a broken kli that broke on Yom Tiv, it's Muksa. So tomorrow, Eli Yitma, Hochi Yitma. This is what you have to learn, Pshan Rav Yehuda. Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Machloikis, when do we have a Mishnah, the Machloikis, now Mishnah, Shenishbru B'Shabbos. Like it's only a Machloikis where there's clay, this chair, or this glass, or this array with this kneading board, broke on Shabbos. What's the Machloikis? The Masover Muchenu. One says it's Muchenu. Hey, it has some purpose now, even though it's only used for a bottle cap, to cover a bottle, still it's called a clay, it's still Muchen. Well, Masover Nenotu, if you don't know. If you had a glass, that material of the glass was able to receive water in it, and now it breaks, and you can't use it to receive water in it anymore, it's called nevet. It's not enough to say that you could use it to cover a bottle with. That's not the purpose. It was material. Material was a kli to mekabel water. Was a glass. Now if it breaks and it has no use at all of being mekabel, it's considered nevet. Something new came about on Shabbos, and that's muksa. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Avo me'er Shabbos. But when you saw the glass broke on Friday, then divrei hakol mutarim. Then everybody holds the kli is enough, a broken glass or broken wood, that you could use the broken pieces to cover a bottle, then it's mutter to touch it on Shabbos. Since it broke on Friday, now there's broken pieces of wood. What is it oimit for? Friday, what is it oimit for? You're not going to use it for sitting on it anymore. It's broken wood. Now you're going to use it now to put on top of a bottle cap. So since on Friday was aimed to use for a bottle cap, on Shabbos, about which mut even concept Yehuda. As when does Yehuda say that after kli breaks, you have to have the same use that it had before, only if it broke on Shabbos, because otherwise it would be nailed. But if it broke on Friday, true, so Friday, first you had a good jar. Now the jar broke. It's not right to be used for jar anymore. True? Something new came out of it. A bottle cap came out of it. But a cold quantum on Friday, you can use it for a bottle cap, so you can touch it on Shabbos also. But if it broke on Shabbos, then you've used this as a sword, no, it's nevet. But glass broke on Shabbos, and the broken pieces cannot be used as a glass, it's nevet. So Rabbanim say no, even though it broke on Shabbos, but since it has some use now, you can use it just to cover up a bottle cap, it's still called a clear, you could use it on Shabbos. That's what we hold. But we said, though, b'zman hazeh, though, you have to make sure that's something that could be used. Like usually broken glass now, or broken wood, we don't use it at all, we just throw it away, so now we'll like muksa then. But share, wooden share, breaks in half. And the wood is just aimed to throw away, so that it's muksa on Shabbos. Right, Tony Chod, Masikin Bekelim, you're allowed to burn a wooden chair on Yom Tiv, V'ein Masikin Meshir Bekelim. But you're not allowed to burn a broken kli. It's a broken kli, it's called muksa. But Tan Edith, another brisa says, Kishem Shemasikin Bekelim, Kach Masikin Meshir Bekelim. No, on Yom Tiv, you're allowed to burn even a broken chair. A chair that broke on Yom Tiv, still you could burn the wood. But Tanya, the third brisa says, "Ain masikim, you can't burn loy bekelim, not a whole chair, but loy b'shir bekelim, not a broken chair." It's according to three of the three brises. And the Gemara, "Ho Rabbi Yehuda, the one that says you can't burn a broken kli that goes according to Yehuda that holds for muksa." Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda usually is machmer in muksa, and Reb Shimon is mekel. Rashi, "Ho Rabbi Yehuda, masikim bekelim, and Reb Yehuda holds if it's a good chair, it's not muksa. You can take the chair and throw it into the fire." But we ain't masikim b'shivre kelim. The istle muksa. Reb Yehuda holds from muksa. V'noilat kelim lav muksa ninu. Istle muksa v'noilat. Yeah. Now kelim lav muksa ninu. Stamakli is not called muksa. Avishvorim nilat ninu. Avishvreihem nilat ninu. But the broken piece of the kli, that's called a nilat. At the beginning of yomtiv, you had a chair. Now when yomtiv, the chair broken half, it's not a chair anymore. It's pieces of wood. That's considered nilat. That's muksa according to Reb Yehuda. Hold Rabbi Shimon. Rashi hold the Tony Masiki Mishnayim. You'll have to even burn the broken chairs. That's Rabbi Shimon. The less play muksa, less than nil. He doesn't know from a swear of nil than muksa. We say no. At least, we'll see more in the sugyas. At least he's more makel than Yehuda. How about the certain nil maybe he's masking too? But this is not a real nil. Because before Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, he had the chair. Like you have the whole wood here. Just the beginning of Yomtiv, it was something to sit on. Now in the middle of Yomtiv, it broke, he can't sit on it anymore. So if Shimon holds that much nerve to say something new came here that he didn't have at all before Yomtiv, it's not considered a new thing. You'll have to touch it on Yomtiv. Ho Reb Nechemya. And the one that says you can't burn anything, that's Reb Nechemya. So Drashi Reb Nechemya, the Yomer Ein Kli Nitel El Lutzerach Tashmishi Am Yuchid Loi. V'hai Lav Myuchid Hu Loi. The Lav Vasak Koi. As we have before, Nechemya only says you can touch a spoon for the purpose of eating with the spoon. If you want to touch a chair, you can only move a chair for the purpose of sitting on the chair. But to take a chair, to throw it in the fire, to burn with on Yom Tov, according to Nechemya, that's also. And we don't hold like Nechemya. But that's his shita, that you only touch a kli for the purpose that the kli is aimed for. Amar Rav Nachman, Hani Livni, if you have bricks, the Ishtayim bin Yonah, you're building a house, and you finish building, and you have bricks left over. You should know, Sharla Tetelinu, you're allowed to move it now on Shabbos. It's not muksa anymore, these bricks. Why? The Chazal Mizgo Alayim. Now it's not aimed to build with anymore, you finish building. What are you going to do with these bricks now? You can sit on it. You use like a chair. But since it's roy to sit on, it has a shame kli on it. Trashi the Iso, Shishlim Binyana, you finished building the house already. V'nisayso, Mihashto Lekayim Lebinyan. Now that you finished the house, you're not going to use these bricks anymore for building. Elaleshavaleim, it was a derech then to sit on these bricks. The terrace kli aleim. Since it's aimed to sit on these bricks, it's called a kli, you're allowed to sit on it on Shabbos and use it. Vaita. Then it's malachtal yisr. Yeah, so aimed to build with. And it could be smoke some machaskaran kiss. You mark, but not to use it for anything else. Sharginu, let's say you pile them up. Then vadi yaktinu. If you piled up the bricks, it's a raya. You still want to use them for building? Then it's muks. You can't use it. Shrashi shaginu. Isidron zuazu. You piled them up one top of another. Vadi yaktinu tzarich binyan acher. You zich have to ask now to take these bricks to another house and build someplace else. So vadi with muks. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Cheres kitana, a small earthly kli that broke, is mutl taltal. You're allowed to touch it. Bichotzer. In your own chotzer, in your own backyard, you can touch it. There's no list of muks there. Why? It's Rashi. Bechotzer. The shchichi bo kelim. Now that this kli cheres, this small earthly kli that broke, why are we saying it's not muksa? Because you could use it to cover up bottles. You could use it for cover. Now, where do you have bottles? In your own backyard, you have bottles. So if the kli breaks in your backyard, since there, you could use it as a cover, it's mutter. Rashi. The shchichi bo kelim. Shacheres hazer royal leil mekisli. But there is kli alone. Therefore, it's called a kli. So the Gemara of the Carmel Sloy. If you have this broken kli cheres in the Carmel, supplies muksa. Shrashi have the Carmel Sloy. Have left the Carmel. Have filled with terch dal damis. It's like muksa. You can't even touch terch dal damis. Leshchichi bei mani. Because in the Carmel you don't have kelim. Lechos lechsuye. Since it's this mukim right now in the Carmel, you can't use this to cover anything. You don't have kelim there. It's not called a kli. That's what Shmuel wanted to say. We have Nachman today. Omar nein have filled the Carmel. Even the Carmel it's mutter. Have a b'shus rabim loy. But the Shus Rabbim, do you know? There's no Caleb, there's not Shchich at all. For Rav, the Lachmi Yod, like Rav, though, for Rav, Rav, Mishno, Afilu, B'Shus Rabbim. No. No matter where this Kli Cheres is, since at certain places it's Roy to use it for Kli to cover, it retains the same Kli all over. So the Marav Yod, the Rav, the time, Rav, goes to Shittosai. The Rav, Evi, Ka'ozil, Barisko, the Mechuzah. Rav was walking through the Shus Rabbim in Mechuzah. Rashi Risko Hashem Rishus Rabin. Now, Eslose Mesane Tina, his shoes got full of mud in the Rishus Rabin. Eslose Shmaya, his shamish came, Shoko Chaspa, his shamish picked up the Rishus Rabin, a broken piece of Kli Cheris, a broken Kli, earthly Kli, Vakoma Chaprele, he started to clean off his shoes with it. So why? Because Yel is not called Muksa, but since this Kli could be used to cover up a bottle, it's not called Muksa. Now, Rome Ve Rabbon there started to scream. And Omar, and the Rabbanan told the Shabbos, Muksa, don't touch them Shabbos. Is Omar, the Rav answered him back, Loi mistayed, loi gemiri, it's not enough that you Rabbanan don't know yourself, no nigra nami gemigri, you're telling other people what to do. Hey, ilu, no, the loch is mutter. So what are you telling me not to do it for? You're telling other people not to do it. It's bad enough you don't know the halacha, but don't tell other people the wrong halacha. The svar is like this, ilu b'chotzer hevi, if this broken kli cheris would be in your own backyard, Milay Heavy Khazi Lichsuya Bay Money, aren't you masking there is called a kli? Because there you could use it to cover up bottles with. Is Melahokinami Khazadidi. Here in the Rishus Rabim it still has a shame kli on it, and since I'm using it now to clean my shoes, it's called a kli and it's mutter. That's Rav Swarov. So be it has a shame kli anywhere, no matter where it is, even though it's in the Rishus Rabim, and there you can't use it, it's still called a kli. The same swerve apply to anything. You have a spoon in the Shus Rabin. So don't say the swerve, but Shus Rabin, there's no food there. So you can't use the spoon for eating, so with Shus Rabin, the spoon should be muksa. No, since the spoon is roy to be used in your house, no matter where it is, it's called a kli. That's Rav Swerve, that's where we hold halacha. Omri Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Maguf is chavis. Shenichtator, maguf is a barrel of wine that it broke, and then within the maguf usually means the covering also broke. Is mutla tatlu b'shabbos. You gotta touch the broken pieces on Shabbos. Why? Because they could be used to cover up other bottles with. Tanya nami yochi. Nagufa, if the barrel itself shenichtator. He, v'shivre, he and the broken pieces are mutla tatlu b'shabbos. Avishno v'la yispas mimenu shever l'chassas v'asakli. Yispas mean you can't, Rashi, you can't take one of these pieces of wood from the broken barrel and start smoothing it out. Rashla Yiswas means yisakin. You can't be mistaking the wood. Lahatabli tossed, if you have sticking out splinters in the wood, you want to pick off the splinters to smooth it out. The yoksin, the Shabbos, the overkli, the makapatish. Since you're smoothing out this wood to make it usable, that's the malachas of makapatish. So you can't smooth out the wood on Shabbos. Although, to use it the way it is, you're allowed to use it because even though it's a broken kli, it could be used to cover other things with it. Well, this mechbakaria meat, the one then you could use it like wood to put underneath your bed, to hold up your bed. If you take these broken pieces of the barrel and throw it in the garbage, then a blives muksa. Once the bialim threw it away on Shabbos, nobody could touch now blives muksa. Because the Gemara maskala rapopo, ela meyata zorok le leglima, hochin ama the yasser. Hey, look, you see if someone takes a shirt, a good shirt, takes his jacket and throws it in the garbage. You tell me now it becomes muksar and nobody's allowed to use it. Like, why not? It's still usable. It's still called a kli. The fact you threw it away it's not, doesn't make it always kli. Elom Rapopa, Teretz is, im zokim avoid yoyim la'ashpa asura. If you threw it away,